625, I also kept track of how many from the county, how many from the city, how many from other counties, which we don't service, and how many from businesses, which we don't service. That's because we could, but we felt like that is, we're, as long as you're a household hazardous waste facility, you're exempt from a lot of state laws, and you want to stay exempt. It makes it much easier. So, again, Devin is absolutely correct. It's $8,000 or $9,000. We already have a contractor, which you would be welcome to take over that contract, and it could be a very smooth transition going from the way we're currently doing it to the way that Devin's proposing.
Also, is go ahead.
The way that's been done before, there was a permanent facility there. There were two household hazardous waste drives like Devin's talking about, and addresses were written down of all the people who came, and the percentage of people who came from Marion Woods or Hollister or Forsyth or Branson or the county was tabulated, and each one of those had agreed to, because they saw it as such a good benefit in terms of keeping stuff out of the cracks and crevices and backyards, they agreed to pay the percentage. So if you had 150 people and 15 of them were from Forsyth, for example, they paid that percentage.
I believe Taney County paid for that. We had a line item for
yeah.
And we were given it what the percentage was, and then we paid it.
And they were happy to do that. Mm-hmm. Because they got calls all the time from citizens going, what do I do with this? Which is why a permanent facility was put in there to allow that people were not doing it in between. But
I guess that's my question. Do we have people every week use that?
Or if
we do it twice, will they still store it up to where they can do it twice a year? Or no, we need to have it more, maybe once a month? But then how long?
Quarterly or something.
Quarterly. How long is it stored? It's a semi-trailer, is it not?
Yeah.
How long is it stored in there before the contractor comes and gets it?
We try and keep it reasonably empty because we are located on a floodplain and we cannot have an accident. So
if it wasn't for that,
we could go probably a year in between.
Okay, so there's no concerns of chemical reactions or?
And yes, that's another reason that I like to keep it empty. So we empty it twice a year.
Okay, so twice a year would be the same as what we're talking about.
Yes, except for we get a lot of end-of-life situations where someone has died and their kids are down here cleaning out their house, their garage, and their barn, and they have all these chemicals, and they look us up and say, I'm here for the next 10 days. I have to get this stuff out of here. What can I do with it? And also, we get mercury sometimes. And if you give people the chance to do the right thing, they'll do the right thing.
Right.
If they don't have an alternative, they sometimes do the wrong things.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I wasn't going to touch it again, though. I figured once is enough.
So we've had mercury sometimes, which is highly toxic, and we're the only place in town to bring that. So we don't have it often, but when we do, we're on it. We ship that out immediately just because we don't want the liability of it. Yes?
Is there some kind of hazmat training that they would have to get to handle that?
There is, and I did not feel it was adequate, and that's another reason I wanted that facility closed, because I did not feel it was safe for my employees. They are high school graduates. They're really intelligent, and they are trained, but they are not hazmat employees. They were handling things that I would not have them handle, and that's why Devin's idea is right on, because if you go that direction, your employees won't be handling the HHW. Professional employees with professional training, they will handle it. You'll have volunteers there who keep track of who's bringing what, and you'll have cars lined up out the door because the Solid Waste District does them for other cities, and they work, and they're efficient. But those people who, especially in your county, who say, my dad died, he moved down here 10 years ago, and his barn is full of pesticides, that's a guy I don't know how, they're going to have to wait for quarterly or whatever you decide to do. But it can be done, and Scott might be able to speak more.
Does Green County have a spot that somebody like you're mentioning could take it?
Does Green County?
Right. Or is it just...
Again, It goes back to our solid waste districts, and y'all have been aware for years that we got the short end of the stick for 27 years. The districts all around us have so much money that they built permanent facilities. They're really nice, and they opened up to every county in their district, which is as it should be, but they don't have to open to us, and they have not. It would be ideal if we could work with Greene County, because they do feel sorry for us, that district. They don't get a lot more money than we do, but if we were able to negotiate a deal with them that if they would allow our Taney County residents to bring their HHW up there, and they charge us the percentage of disposal fee, which, as Debbie is talking, we have shared the cost of disposal, but not the cost of administration and managing and manning that facility.
I know we're talking to recycle, but I think this is going hand in hand where we have talked, and you have mentioned before about us getting the short end of the deal. And that's something that maybe, and this is still on the same topic, that it'd be the time that we join together and see if we can, or that has to be changed through our legislators, does it not? Okay, so this may be the time that to get Southwest Missouri to all join together and see if we can't get our legislators to, this is an area that we've said in other topics that our soil is different. We have the lakes and the streams and much protection for this area. And can we not join a force together to stress to our legislators, clear up to the governor, the importance of trying to get that changed?
I think it would take going up to the governor. City of Branson's been working on it for 14 years. I don't think we moved the needle. I've been in Jeff City a lot of times. I'm the worker bee, and it is a political football.
Is it done through the statutes, or is it done through some committees? Is it in the statutes that's written that way?
It is.
Okay, then your legislators they have to vote on the laws. The governor signs the bill in the end.
Our legislators have made several runs at it in the last 14 years, even while Debbie was still there. So longer than that, 20 years, she worked on it. But you have to have votes from every county in the state. And we can't get those because they like receiving lots of money. So they're not going to vote that down. But, you know, there could be some creative way to do it, and we have November elections coming up.
Or we could do what we always do in Taney County and just take care of it ourselves.
And that's what we've been doing.
And that's why we're all here.
Did someone, was it Christian County, which county that I visit with, that said there's a lot of grants that are available? Are we tapping into all of those?
They are not available for our district. Scott, correct me if that's...
You're correct.
Yeah, so...
Christian County has availability for a lot more money.
That's who told me that. So they're in a different...
They're in a different district, and that district has a...
A landfill.
Landfill.
It's all...
A landfill in the district, then they get a lot more money than districts that don't have a landfill.
And let me say, when that law was passed back in the 90s, our area had lots of landfills. We had multiple landfills.
They just weren't the...
And the state closed them down right away because they were not engineered.
Right.
They were unsafe. So when they closed down all our landfills, all our money went to Joplin, And Joplin doesn't have a landfill. That is a private landfill. Doesn't matter if it's private or public. Springfield is public. A landfill is where they funnel the dollars to, regardless of where the waste is generated.
Just have them drive around through these places. There's some landfills around here still.
Hey, I'm not touching that.
They closed over 400 since the mid-90s because of problems.
Correctly. That was... And
they had good intentions in doing it. I'm not...
Yeah.
It was the right thing to do. It's just that they never changed the law. And Springfield has access to $250,000 a year in grants, Sheila. That is correct for Christian County where you work. And Joplin, where all our money goes, has access to $500,000 a year for grants. And we have $45,000 to share between five counties, so that's an average of $9,000 a year. So that's how Debbie started piecing together our piece by piece. I call our recyclers then, like Johnny Cash's car, you get it one piece at a time and it doesn't cost you a dime. It's like that. But it works. We have been doing it. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of Debbie laid the entire foundation for it.
But the city of Ransom was really gung-ho, and we taught people this is how we can make you money, this is how we can save you money, and it's the right thing to do. So you take that approach to it, you get businesses behind you, and you get the support.
In my mind, what I see, and I've teased Devin about this, so you're not going to like me, and Jeff Greenwood out there at the transfer station, you guys aren't going to like me. You brought up F Highway.
Because the transfer station's buildings are all used now. We have a...
You have a tire shredder or something?
I was going to explain that in our other deal, but I can explain it now. I've got it currently operating with our tire cutting machine. I've got our air compressors, our tire dismounting machine to dismount the wheels so we can sell that for scrap. And I've got the pit where we put the cut tires down in. We come in with a loader, load them up, put them on our trailer, haul them to the landfill now that they're quartered up. We can do that, and it's working very good. If I have to move all of that out of there, which I would, I have no other place to... I don't have the room over there to put a building to put that in and be able to utilize it like I have been.
And the reason I mention F Highway, you see the location right there, the entry in and out. We wouldn't be interfering with the traffic. The county owns that building. It's a large...
The next deal on Buchanan property. Right now, with the traffic that we currently have, it would just be a nightmare adding that much more. About how many people a day do you think you guys had come through?
I can answer that. It's about 20,000 a year, so break that up between 52 weeks and 6 days a week. But that is only the people who are coming in between 8 and 4. We have those 24-hour trailers, one at the church, one outside the gate, and those are full every morning, so we're not able to count the number of cars that would have been, but it would be more if